The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto Ruth, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now, is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she went softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid, and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, albeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman unto thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another, and he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty to thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest till he have finished the thing this day. Ruth chapter 3. My theme today is the romance of redemption at his feet. Isn't it odd how couples get engaged? You must have heard, I'm sure, as I do, some unusual stories how couples pop the question and declare their love. One couple I know is very conscious of form and ceremony. They rightly relied on the tried and true customs which safeguard engagement as a serious act of commitment. The man ascertained the lady's desire to marry. He then approached her parents for their permission and blessing, and then formally he presented the ring and popped the question. Other folk are rather shy and find it hard to express their feelings. One tongue-tied young man I knew took his lady love to dinner, and as they parked the car, he fumbled through his pocket and awkwardly passed her a little box with the ring, saying, This is for you. Then again, other couples are a bit playful about it all. A friend of mine purposed to get engaged at Christmas. He packed his girl's ring into a box, and then another, and then another, and then another, till he presented her with a formidable package under the Christmas tree. She nearly gave up in exasperation before she struck gold, so to say. Strange as the scene I have read to you from the Bible may seem, in a real sense, these words of Holy Scripture depict a wonderful trial, tryst, and token of commitment as it passed through the lives of Boaz and Ruth. It is no sordid scene of seduction and blackmail. It is no kind of shotgun necessity that befalls a pair of youngsters whose secret sins produce a baby out of wedlock. The Holy Ghost gives us here a sacred glimpse into the private, honorable, noble betrothal of two of his children in engagement. And more, just as Boaz and Ruth advance the coming of the Savior into the world by their trust and tryst and troth, so they foretell as types that espousal day which shall pass between Christ Jesus and every true believer between the Lamb of God and his bride and body, the church. To the watchers that night, you see the trial of faith at evening, the tryst of love at midnight, the token of hope at dawn. At a Redeemer's feet, Ruth's faith was proven. The teaching of the law gave Ruth a proper claim to Boaz's care as a kinsman redeemer, a surrogate husband. The many months of harvest plainly showed his good character and gracious compassion toward both Naomi and Ruth as he provided abundant gleaning for their poverty. Now at length, before the end of barley season, Naomi felt it was time to make a direct yet discreet appeal to his care. It was time for Ruth to prove the love which might lay behind his kindness and trust herself to him. So Naomi simply and forcibly reasoned Ruth into the step of faith she had to take. Her need was plain, rest and a home of her own. The provision was clear in Boaz's kinship and character. She had to cast herself upon him. Yet uncertain of his reaction, she safeguarded their common honor. Her mother-in-law gave wise advice. In what she could call her best, she was to lay at his feet, waiting for the cold night to rouse him that they might speak in utmost secrecy. Of course, there were risks. She risked the scandal of discovery and the torrent of malice breaking upon her head. She risked the pain of rejection, for Boaz, in all his kindness, showed no more than the duty of a fellow believer or a kinsman or a neighbor. Would he really love her? Ruth followed the reasons of faith and took the risks of faith to cast herself on Boaz's mercy at his feet. And that is how every man, woman, boy, and girl must come to the only Redeemer of God, the eternal Son of God, made our kinsman by his virgin birth, the Lord Jesus Christ. We must sense and feel and acknowledge our need of pardon, cleansing as sinners against a holy God. We must receive all the truth the Bible reveals to us about the Lord Jesus' ability, power, desire to save us from sin and bring us back to God. We must believe the word of his promise and rely on the power of his blood to save us, and accept the prompting of his Holy Spirit to cast ourselves at his feet in mercy to save us, free us, possess us, rule us, bless us. However we may be ridiculed, however unworthy or unclean we feel, we will only prove our faith at his feet. At the Redeemer's feet, Ruth held the tryst of love. Quietly, the night air tingled and touched Boaz's bare feet till he startled awake and leant forward to catch a glimpse of someone, a woman, at his feet. How pitiful she looked, lying abjectly like a slave or a dog. How earnestly she whispered her appeal, claiming the promise of God's covenant and confessing her need of his help. Here comes the bride, and what a sorry work she seems to be. And yet to her Boaz most solemnly swears his love. She has not been swayed by carnal desire. She has ignored his age and his looks. So he meets her genuine faith in God's promise with its own steadfast, generous commitment. Ruth could not have been sure of Boaz's love till he spoke. But no one need ever fear or doubt the love which my Savior Jesus extends to those, all those, only those, who will trust themselves entirely to him. Listen to what he has said in the Bible. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth in me shall never thirst. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I am the door. By me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You, my friend, can put your body, soul, past, present, future, all you have, all you are, all you hope, into the pierced hands of Jesus Christ for time and eternity, because he loves sinners. The entire Bible from cover to cover stands as his written guarantee to you. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy upon thee. At the Redeemer's feet, Ruth gained the tokens of hope. In the early dawn light, Boaz sealed his pledge. He plighted his troth to Ruth, as the old wedding service puts it. He laded her with 5 full gallons of barley. Naomi could no longer be desolate. She was given an overflowing dowry, a foretaste of Boaz's full care and devotion. When Naomi saw the tokens, she rested and had Ruth quietly wait. Here came the bride. Now there goes the groom. to take up her case, to plead as her advocate, to assume her estate as surety and kinsman, to claim her as head and husband. Ruth had but to trust and wait as Boaz went to work. My Lord Jesus is such a Savior. Trust him now. You will find him so. He will plead for you, redeem you, claim you, love you. Be still and rest upon his promise and have hope. You may sing as I have if you do this day. Jesus, my Lord, to thee I cry. Unless thou help me, I must die. Or bring thy great salvation nigh and take me as I am. Helpless am I and full of guilt, but yet for me the blood was spilt, and thou canst make me what thou wilt, and take me as I am.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.